News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
A lot of students are going to have a happy morning this morning, some not so much. But overall, there is going to be relatively high results. This is thanks to Norma Foley's decision to inflate grades so that they're going to align with those of 2022 and 2021. This, of course, then has long-term consequences both for the CAO system, but also for the higher level points courses where it may mean random selection for places. Joining me now to discuss this is TJ Hegarty, CEO of Breakthrough Maths. And maths is at the heart of some of this because it is in part because of the maths paper that there needed to be some fairly significant shifts to the grades. I'm right in saying that, TJ, I'm glad that maths was one of the ones that had to be adjusted.
It did, Anthony. Thanks for having me on. Maths was adjusted. The actual the top level points for higher level maths, H1 grades, was adjusted down to from 18.1% last year to just over 10% this year. So maths actually was probably unfairly adjusted versus the other core Leaving Cert subjects.
And the reason for the adjustment is that if you don't do it, it unfairly advantages the students who deferred from last year.
Yes, it does. Although maths this year, I think the maths is a bit of an outlier this year in terms of there was a very, very difficult paper one this year in maths. And looking at the other subjects this morning that are released, maths seems to be just unfairly disadvantaged. All other subjects, the inflation is risen at about 8% grade inflation for other subjects.
So what effect is the grade inflation going to have on the capacity for students to get places?
So some students this morning will be pleasantly surprised. They'll see that they might have expected they'll receive higher grades for some subjects that they wouldn't expect before, but that has a knock-on effect for next Wednesday when the CAO points are released in the afternoon, and it'll have an effect on certain students. So let me give an example, right? Norma Foley said that the CAO system would be pretty much in line with last year, and that means for students who receive top grades, so the 625 points, the very highest grade, that this year we'll expect that there will still be random choice for those students who get the top grade. So imagine this, you've done the best in the country, you couldn't do any more, and you still are not guaranteed your choice of your first course.
Which is extraordinarily unfair, particularly when the whole idea of the Leaving Cert is that it is an objective anonymous meritocracy.
Totally, it really is. And it's having knock-on effects then with, particularly with the university system. And reading in a couple of articles this week, there's over an 80% dropout rate for some STEM subjects at university level. So I guess, Anton, the big question for me is, are inflated grades pushing students into courses they're not able for?
And are you saying that students are becoming qualified for a higher level course that they wouldn't otherwise have made it into, or that because of the random choice, they're ending up having to take a course that they didn't want?
Essentially the first one, higher grades, and they're getting access to the courses that they're probably not able for, and an 80% dropout rate, particularly for STEM subjects, it's huge, Anton.
It seems to be a very blunt instrument. Is there no other option rather than random choice?
The option, I guess, is to bring the test back to get integrity back to the test, Anton, and to bring the grade inflation down. I mean, that's the first primary objective. If you receive the top level grade, that you should be assured of your first choice. And it's the grade inflation is causing these issues.
One of the suggestions that has been made a couple of times by text, particularly we were discussing this yesterday with the Irish Times columnist and guidance counsellor Brian Mooney, and one of the things that came in a lot by text is it not possible to look at the underlying percentages in the actual exam? Because obviously the H1, H2 is a range of percentages that put you in any of those categories. Is it not possible to look at the underlying exam and differentiate them that way?
It is possible. It is definitely possible. It would require a whole change of system. And also I see that the education system was struggling to find correctors for the exams this year. And I think the first things first, Anton, is we could bring down the grade inflation. I mean, it's an easier step than changing the whole system itself.
One of the difficulties of bringing down grade inflation, though, I assume, is that if you make it clear that that's what you're intending to do, if I was on the cusp of the course that I wanted this year and I know that the grades are going to be deflated next year, I'm incentivized to take the year and wait in the likelihood that I'll make it next year.
It's not quite because I suppose if you stagger it over a number of years and with if you stagger the grade inflation being reduced over a number of years, and also if you see that more course there's more places being allocated to courses, as Simon Harris announced over this year, that demand and supply will even itself out. And that's the most important thing, that more places for courses are coming on stream, and it won't impact negatively on students because of that.
Which courses is it affecting?
The top level points?
Yeah, so which ones are those?
So you're talking about in particularly in UCD, there's a finance course where if you receive 65 points you're subject to random choice on receiving the top grade. And it'll depend on this year what it also affects. I know that courses like dentistry and stuff are quite high as well, but it'll all depend next Wednesday.
Because when you say about Simon Harris increasing the places, would it be advantageous if we had more graduates emerging in these course areas anyway?
100%. I mean, particularly in STEM and engineering courses. And that's the biggest worry for me, looking at the overall picture, is like seeing over 80% dropout rate in STEM subjects, and the way the economy is going and the way the world of work is going. And are we producing the right graduates for the way our Irish economy is moving towards with computer jobs and tech worlds as well?
And the text saying, can somebody explain why we need grade adjustments at all? Surely you sit the exam, get the marks you deserve and run with that. This seems so unfair. My understanding, TJ Hegarty, is that if that happened this year, what you would have is a situation where last year's exam participants who are waiting to take a place this year would be 15%-ish, 8 to 15% better off than the cohort in this exam and would therefore end up taking the places unfairly. Is that it?
I think the overall stat is from 2019 versus 2023, there's been over about 15%. So if you did an exam in the core subjects, right, so your Irish, English, maths, you're 15% more likely in 2023 to receive a H1, H2, H3 grade. So top three grades, you're 15% more likely to receive one of those grades this year versus in 2019, pre-pandemic level. And that's having the knock-on effect. But for me anyway, I think like it should be staggered, the grade inflation, reducing it over a steady number of years and increasing the number of places at the CAO.
Finally, TJ, to go back to what you said about the issue with STEM and significant dropouts rates within STEM, surely that points to an issue in terms of guidance counselling and preparation within secondary school. Because if a student finds themselves entering a course and is then shocked at the discovery of what they're doing, it would suggest they didn't know what they were letting themselves in for.
Possibly, but guidance counsellors can only do so much. I mean, you have to look at the primary system itself, right? We're incentivising people to do maths with 25 extra points, which is great, okay? But are we pushing, and the grades are inflating for the last number of years, are we pushing students into courses that they're not able for, and are they just jumping in without realising it? I don't think it's down to guidance counsellors to individualise every single student. I mean, it's down to the system itself and standardising it and going from there. And I think, like, this year's going to have an extra knock-on effect as well with the way the maths paper one went. And the way the maths was, the H1s went this morning for maths. And it strikes me the question is, with maths this morning, is if I work hard at maths, and will my grades just be reduced just like they were in 2023? And it's giving out the wrong signals for students entering into STEM subject.
Final one, text asking, could they not just make the threshold higher for previous students? So you leave the actual results for this year and you tell anybody who has a 2022 leaving cert that they are going to be effectively running a handicap of 15 or 18% or whatever the differential is.
Possibly, but you're also, don't forget, you're also competing with international students and students from Northern Ireland who do different systems and different levels, and you have to just bring it into line to hold the integrity of the test.
And from your view, the overall existential question about the Leaving Cert, is it fit for purpose? Does the overall exam need analysis, or is it pretty much what it should be?
I think it's definitely up for review. I know they're looking more continuous assessment, and it's not fit for purpose, and it needs readjustment. I think there'll always be an element of testing, and it's important for integrity of the actual test and for employers and universities trying to differentiate top students. But intelligence comes in many forms, and it's not just sitting down in the middle of June trying to sit a paper. And are we really finding the most intelligent students in our system? And I don't think we are.
TJ, thank you very much. That is TJ Hegarty, who is founder of Breakthrough Math. Now we'll give you a shot at the cash machine.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.